Improving weather will be occurring across the northern plains and upper Midwest today, but we do have another little snow event that's slated to move across portions of the region as we finish out the week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The temperatures have turned cooler across the region, to say the least, and after yesterday's big snow event for a large part of our region, we are going to see a little bit more tranquil weather in the area now for the next day or day and a half. But we do expect to see on Friday another chance for some snow to move across parts of the region. We anticipate the afternoon temperatures today to be mostly in the upper 20s and some lower 30s. Those 30s will be in snow-free areas, though, of central South Dakota. And we'll look for the temperatures to continue to be in the 20s and some lower 30s on Thursday. But as we get on into the weekend, the temperatures are going to first turn a slight bit warmer, but then colder. We do expect bitter cold conditions to occur as we finish out the weekend and move into early next week. Those afternoon highs will be stuck in the teens and some lower 20s. There may actually be a spot or two that does not warm above 10 degrees on Sunday and possibly on Monday as well. We'll look for the nighttime lows during that time period to slip into some negative and positive single digits across the area. Until that time, though, we'll likely see lows in the single digits and teens. That'll occur tomorrow and Friday and probably Saturday as well. I would not be surprised to see a couple of extreme lows dropping down close to minus 10 in some locations in northwestern North Dakota and the extreme northeast corner of Montana. In the meantime, let's talk about that little snow event coming up. It is expected to work its way across the region mostly as we go forward through the day on Friday, and it is not expected to have quite the impact that we just had overnight. Some of the snow totals in the last 24 hours certainly range from 2 to 6 inches, with some local totals over 8 inches. A lot of blowing and drifting occurring at the end of the storm system. The one that comes up on Friday, though, will be a lot weaker. We're expecting to see a dusting upwards to 3 inches most common, but there will be a narrow stripe of greater amounts of snow, maybe reaching up close to 5 inches, coming across central North Dakota into northeastern South Dakota and ending in southwestern Minnesota. And that system will hang with us until Saturday afternoon, and we'll look for some more windy conditions to come behind that event. So travel across the region will once again deteriorate on Friday going into Saturday, so be careful when you head home from the holiday. We do expect to see the weather improve, though, as we finish out Saturday late in the day, and especially on Sunday. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.